Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. It's Tuesday. A new episode of Spritz O'Clock is dropped. Things are good this week. It's the start of February, and as you all may know or may not know, this is my birth month, and I'm kind of like that terrible girl that like makes her birthday into a production every year. Like, I'm not even gonna try to lie about that. Every year I blow out my birthday and try to make it like this big thing, and I know no one cares about your birthday as much as you do, but whatever, it's my birth month. My birthday is actually on Sunday, February 9th, and then Lulu's birthday, my dog, is 2 weeks after, so it's just fitting we were born in the same month. She's going to be 3, very emotional about it, but yeah. Let's just do, I don't know, kind of some life updates, and then we'll do ins and outs. My life update recap. Okay, so I'm going to New York this weekend for my birthday. It's actually just, we just wanted an excuse for a trip. Like, it's time to start booking trips in 2025. So I'm going with my 2 best friends, and our other friends live there. So it'll be good to see everyone, catch up, and have a lot of dinner reservations, lunch reservations, happy hour reservations. I'm very much doing New York, like, very basic trip and like doing basic things, but don't break what is that term? I'm brain dead right now. So yeah, we're going to like Bond Street. We're going to do the Polo Bar. We're going to Ralph's Coffee. I want to do the viral $25 viral blowout. Then what else are we going to do? We're going to go out. I love going to Paul's Casablanca. And then also I want to go to Ray's Bar, which is Cousin Greg from Succession. I don't know if y'all watched that show, but it's his bar that he owns, and celebrities are always there. I love it. It's like a dive bar kind of vibe. And yeah, I really am stressed out about outfits. I usually would be on top of it, but I don't know. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to put together outfits after I record this podcast. It's Sunday, by the way, and I'm not doing video because something is wrong with my camera. So I'm really sorry about that. Hopefully I can get it fixed. But yeah, it's Sunday, sitting on the couch. I just got home from church and lunch. I went to Honor Bar after, and it's just been a great day so far. I went to the car wash, filled my car up with gas for the week, and just very much gonna clean. The weather in Dallas has been so beautiful this weekend, and I'm gonna take Lulu on a nice long walk after this. Like, it's a great day. I'm loving it. I've already had my spritz, so I'm not drinking one right now, but I did have one at Honor Bar, so that can count, right? Right. Okay. Well, let's get into my ins and outs of the week. Okay. To kick it off, my in is trying new restaurants and coffee shops. I am just so tired of going to the same places all the time, and so many new places have opened up in Dallas, and this was also, I'm pretty sure, one of my goals for the new year. So I've been working at different coffee shops, and I've also been like on such a cappuccino kick. It's crazy. I'm obsessed with cappuccinos. So yeah, just going to new places. Okay, my out for the week. I don't know about y'all, but the amount of spam calls I get is actually absurd. And they leave a voicemail every single time. So my voicemail box is consistently full, because I'm actually not exaggerating. I'm probably getting 20, like an on average 20 spam calls a day. So I thank God I found a way to like silence them automatically, but it's still annoying because they call and leave voicemails. It's just absurd. And they call from a different number every single time, so I can't like block just one number. It's so aggravating. Like, it bothers me so bad. So that's my out this week. Try not to be negative, because I just left church and I'm feeling, you know, feeling good for the week ahead. So those are my ins and outs. I wanted to do a January favorites episode for you guys, just because I personally really enjoy these kinds of episodes, and I love knowing what people are liking, what their favorite things were, stuff like that. So let's jump into it. I have a bunch of different categories and they're honestly like super random. It's not super product based. It's more so just like things that I'm liking. Okay. So for makeup, I'm currently obsessed with the Rode Pocket Blush in Toasted Teddy. It almost looks brown, but it is the most beautiful color. Obsessed with it. It's very buildable. I will say that the Rode Pocket Blushes kind of tend to fade or wear off during the day. So I kind of apply with a heavier hand at the beginning of the day because blush is the first thing that does wear off in your makeup. Anyways, so yeah, love the Rode Pocket Blush in Toasted Teddy. I'm also loving the Dibs bronzer. I have like the dual ended one, I think in shade 3. Love that bronzer. It's so creamy. Love the way it goes on. And I specifically like blending it in with the Patrick Ta dual ended like contour brush. Great brush. Another thing I'm loving is brown mascara. I've been using this Say mascara and I just love it. It's definitely way more natural than doing like a harsh black liner. So like, for example, today, went to lunch, went to church errands and stuff. So I did the brown mascara with just some eyeshadow. So another one of my favorites, this is a tried and true. I've actually been wearing it for over a year now. It is the Urban Decay Space Cowboy, just like single eyeshadow. I feel like it kind of looks different on everyone. Without fail, I always get a compliment on that eyeshadow whenever I wear it. And I do it with, I either put Hoola bronzer in my crease or I use the Giorgio Armani like liquid shadow. It's a matte one. I can't remember exactly what color it is, but I'll have it linked below, probably in my shop by. But anyways, great duo for eyeshadow. And then I'm trying to think what else makeup wise. I like the Merit Complexion Stick. And that's kind of what I've been using. That's pretty much like my everyday makeup routine. I've told y'all before, I always wear makeup. There are very few days that I wear no makeup just because even though I work from home and I'm here, it just makes me feel more put together. It makes me feel better. So yeah, for skincare, the first thing I tried the Merit like glow oil. I'll also have it linked below, but I put that on before I put my makeup on and it just gives your skin the most healthy glowy base. If you have oily skin, I'd say I used to have oily skin. Now I'm kind of more combination skin, but if you have oily skin, maybe I wouldn't get it just because it could come across greasy, but absolutely love the Merit oil. I've heard wonderful things about it, so I decided to give it a try this month and I love it. Next skincare, the next thing in the skincare category is my Color Science Flex sunscreen. So this sunscreen goes on white and then it adapts to your perfect shade. And this is also like a staple in my everyday makeup because it feels like it gives it a little bit of a base, but it's sunscreen. So highly recommend it. It's on Amazon. Absolutely love it. You don't feel it on your skin. You can wear it alone. You can wear it under makeup. It doesn't pill, nothing. So great. And then I'm also loving the Rode Glazing Milk, of course. I feel like it's going to be just such a staple for me. So I love the Glazing Milk in the morning. And then at night, I use the Barrier Butter because my skin's been so dry since it is the winter time. So absolutely loving that. I'm also loving my face tanner serum stuff. I'll also have it linked below. And I know I've linked it on my Instagram stories before. Cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but it just goes on clear. I do it in the mornings, probably like 3 times a week, 4 times a week. And it just gives your face a natural color. And I put it on with like a little makeup brush so it doesn't get on my hands. And yeah, absolutely loving that. And I think that's it for skincare. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's it for skincare. I really haven't changed too much. Oh, Lulu's barking. I haven't really changed too much my skincare routine. So moving on to hair, all things hair. So I've been using the Wella. I think it's the step 4 like hair repair leave-in treatment. Absolutely great. It almost is like the Rogue Glazing Milk, but for your hair, and very restorative, repairs your hair. I feel like it's made my hair very silky, soft, and strong and healthy. So I will also, I'll have all of this linked, by the way. So absolutely love that. And then going along with that, I love the Vegamore Hair Advanced Hair Serum. I feel like I've seen a lot of new hair growth in my scalp. And just taking care of your scalp in general is very important. So I do that every single time I wash my hair. And then going along with like the hair, y'all know I'm on my hair health journey. So I've been taking my Nutrafol and I really truly have seen like such a difference in it. This is not sponsored, but Nutrafol truly, like I have seen such a major difference. You do have to be consistent with it, but I found taking mine at night or like midday or at night always makes me feel better because I don't know, something about taking those big horse pills in the morning, I will always gag on them. I don't know why. But in the morning, I just can't do it. So I have to wait till the afternoon or at night whenever I'm making my tea. I will say I'm not as good about it on the weekends. So that's why I try to do it, you know, in the mornings on the weekend. But not always great. And then my last thing that has to do with hair, I stop washing my hair every night. And I feel like that has made such a huge difference. And then I like to use the chlorine dry shampoo. Love that dry shampoo. I bought it in Italy and they also sell it in the US, but I bought it there because I needed dry shampoo and it was great. Moving along to body products. So I've been using the Another 13 by Labo perfume religiously. That's like my favorite scent. And I also got the body lotion. So whenever I'm like going out or going to dinner, going on a date, whatever, and I want to smell extra good, I'll do the matching body lotion. And I just love the combo. It smells great. Another thing I'm loving is the Niven Morgan Whitewood and Sea Salt body wash. This body wash smells so amazing. Take my word for it. It is like a clean but musky scent. It's kind of like a Santal-ish smelling body wash. Absolutely great. Love it so much. So yeah. Okay. Those are kind of like all of my product type things that I was going to talk about. So let's get into like things I've been loving, things I've been doing, just everything in between. So I know like a few episodes back before this whole TikTok ban even came into fruition, I was saying, you guys, I think YouTube vlogs are going to have a comeback. Like I have never stopped watching YouTube vlogs. I absolutely love them. But yeah, they're back. I mean, obviously because of the whole TikTok situation, but I've specifically been loving Maggie McDonald's vlogs. She just moved into like a beautiful new home and I've loved watching how she styles everything, how she organizes everything. And it's very much making me feel motivated to organize, clean out my house, just like get rid of stuff that isn't serving me, taking up space in my house. And, I've been like feng shuiing my house, like just like moving things around to different rooms, decoration wise. And I feel like it kind of changes up the space. Like guarantee if someone walked into my house, they wouldn't notice, but I do. So it makes me feel better and it makes me excited. Another thing I've been loving. Okay, so I watched the show Landman, which is kind of like Yellowstone. It's Taylor Sheridan. He produced it and he also did Yellowstone too. Kind of gives Yellowstone, but it's about like an oil and gas company in Midland, Texas, and it has John Hamm in it, Billy Bob Thornton, Michelle Randolph, just like a bunch of people. And I absolutely loved that show and I watched it so quickly. So I feel like we just need more shows like that. It was really good. And then also, obviously, I am watching Love Island All Stars. It's on right now. Y'all know my obsession with Love Island. I actually talk about it so much it's sick. Like in my mind, I need to be in the villa. Like in my mind, I got like a sound bar for Christmas for my TV, so I crank it up so loud and I just like act like I'm in the villa whenever I watch it. And there's pretty much a new episode almost every single night, so I've just been very busy catching up on Love Island. But I try to stay like an episode or two behind just because if I get on a roll and I want to go to the next episode, I don't want to have to wait, if that makes sense. So yeah, great. I've been loving this season. I feel like they've casted it really well with all the older people that I loved from past seasons. And if you've never seen Love Island, I highly recommend giving it a go. In the media genre, I have also been obsessed with Mel Robbins and her podcast. I first learned about Mel when she went on the Skinny Confidential recently, and I feel like I'm like super late to the game on Mel Robbins, but she is like a motivational type speaker, I guess. And she has a podcast, and a lot of it is backed by science. And it's just like, she had a really good episode on a morning routine. She just wrote a book with her daughter called The Let Them Theory, and I'm about to start reading that. She's so well-spoken. Everything she says is so relatable and makes sense, and it's not like pushing stuff down your throat. I just really love Mel Robbins, and I'll have the episodes that I like linked below as well, because I don't know. I really enjoyed it. So going along with that, she had an episode on a morning routine. So it's like tips to make your morning better. Like all of it, once again, is backed by science. And so I just thought it was super interesting. So I've been trying to wake up earlier this month, and I feel like I've been doing a really good job with it. She has a trick, and basically what she does, instead of snoozing your alarm, which she puts her phone in her bathroom or like somewhere in another room, so she has to get up whenever her alarm goes off. But she basically counts down from five. So she just goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then hops up immediately. Doesn't give herself time to think about it. She just hops up immediately. And I have been doing it, and it actually works. I know it kind of sounds silly, but it really has been working for me. And I just immediately get up, drink water, is what she says. Y'all need to listen to the episode because it really is so great. But with that, I've really been enjoying my morning routine. I've been waking up earlier so I can have time to myself in the mornings before work starts or before the world starts controlling my day. So I have a little bit of time to myself that I control, and I make my morning coffee. Like, I get so excited about my coffee. Even when I'm going to sleep, I wake up and think about it. And I'm still loving the Smeg coffee maker, by the way. It's just so cute. Makes me so happy. And yeah, so have been loving my morning routine. I feel like it just makes a difference in like my stress levels and stuff during the day. Another thing I've been loving, still loving my Kindle, still reading A Court of Thorn and Roses series. So freaking good. I think I'm on the last book, fourth book, fifth book. I can't remember. The series is so good. It's about fairies. I know if you hear that, you're like, why the hell would I want to read a book about fairies? Take my word for it. It's kind of spicy. I mean, I love this series. It's great. Can't put it down. And I've really been prioritizing reading still. So it just helps calm me down at the end of the day or in the morning whenever I decide to read. So loving that. I also am going to start Mel Robbins' book this month. But and then what else am I loving fashion-wise? I've been loving mini skirts, obsessed with mini skirts. And I know it's the winter, so I've been loving doing mini skirts with some sheer black tights. I've been loving mine from Wolford. They are a little bit pricier, but they don't rip. And I don't know. I feel like they're worth the investment. And pairing those with tall boots. So loving that. Oh, I've been loving like fur coats, fur jackets. So I know I said I have one outfit planned for New York. Or actually two. I lied. I have two planned for New York, and they're kind of centered around fur. And I cannot wait for y'all to see because they're kind of absurd, but it's fine. We can be extra. It's New York. Like, it's fine. So I'm very excited about it. So loving furs. What else have I been loving? Just wearing like belts. I got this skinny cheetah print belt from either COS or Mango. I can't remember which store. I want to say COS. So cute. And I've worn it so much this month. So just like doing little accessories. I've been loving belts. I've been loving these Heaven Mayhem mixed metal earrings. I'll also have them linked. I've worn them so much. And I'm super sensitive to earrings. Like, I can't wear ones. I basically can't wear like cheap earrings because it turns my ears black and they hurt so bad and will get infected. So These pass the test. Like, I wear them all the time. And at the end of the day, when I take them out, my ears aren't sore or anything. So, love these Heaven Mayhem earrings. I'm trying to think. I feel like I just kind of word vomited on y'all. Like, rapid fire, you guys. I mean, Trader Joe's soup dumplings, but that's nothing new. We knew I loved those. So, yeah. I don't know. Those are all the things that I have been enjoying in the month of January. I know it was like kind of random, but and I'm super excited for February. I feel like it'll be a really fun month, and I'm very excited for my trip and my birthday this weekend. I'm doing my birthday dinner with my friends this week, and we're trying a new spot in Dallas that I haven't even been to yet. We're going to St. Martin's. It's like a wine bar, French restaurant in Dallas. So I'll post about it. I'll report back if y'all are Dallas girlies. But I hope everyone liked this episode. It's kind of short and sweet this week. So I hope everyone enjoyed today's episode. As always, be sure you're following Spritz O'Clock on TikTok and Instagram. And then we also are on YouTube. So my episodes with video are always posted to YouTube as well. And then obviously, be sure you're following me on Instagram. It's Reeves_Lee. And also follow me on TikTok. So, yeah, I hope everyone has a fabulous week this week. And I hope y'all maybe can try some of my favorite things from January. Let me know what y'all have been loving the month of January and if I'm missing anything. And yeah, I hope everyone has the best week ever. And thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.